Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Ches, Baba Basra 78. And on 78b, there is a Mishnah which tells us, Hamocher es hachamor, that one who sells a donkey, Mocher es hasiach, has sold the baby donkey along with the mother. And the Gemara explains, why is this the case? So Rav Papa says, he says, Chamor meniga ani mocher lecha, I'm selling to you a nursing donkey. And so therefore the implication is that along with the mother you have sold the baby donkey. Why is this the case that a baby donkey is called a siach? V'amai kari le siach, asks the Gemara. So Gemara explains, Shemahalech acher sicha na'e, that a baby donkey follows after a sweet, soft calling. If you call the baby donkey and a sweet, soft voice, it will come after you. Unlike the adult donkey, where you have to act forcefully in order to move the donkey, the baby donkey will come if you call it softly. In this context of a siach, the Gemara cites a verse which refers to the nation and the city of Sichon, and notices its relationship to the word siach. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai dechsiv, what do we do with the verse that states, Al kenu yomru hamoshlim, therefore the poets say, Bo cheshbon, come to cheshbon, tibonev tibkonen ir Sichon, come and build the city of Sichon. And then the next verse in Bamidbar, chapter 21, verse 28 states, Ki ish yatza mi cheshbon, the fire went forth from cheshbon, Hava mi kiryat Sichon, a fire went forth from the city of Sichon, Acha armoav, Bale bamot are known, and it means it destroyed the city of Moab and the heights of Arnon. Why do we need to learn about the wars between Sichon and Moab? This seems to us to be redundant. So the Gemara is wondering, what are these verses which are not necessary for the rest of the Torah, which is really the story of God's relationship with the Jewish people? Why do we have these stories about Sichon's battle with Moab? So the Gemara interprets these verses homiletically. Says the Gemara, what is the Moshlim? We had translated it earlier as the poets. So says the Gemara, no. Hamoshlim, Eu Hamoshlim b'Yitzram. These are people who can be Moshel. They can conquer, dominate their inclinations. Bo Cheshbon, what do they do? Let's come, they say, and calculate the calculations of the world. How does the world work? Hefseid mitzvah keneged schara uschar avera keneged hefseida. That we have to calculate the loss that we have when we do a mitzvah corresponding to the reward we get. Meaning to say, if you have the opportunity to go and give gifts to the poor and serve the poor, and by doing that you're going to lose a day of your business, and you say, oh, I've lost so much money by doing this mitzvah, but the people who are the Moshlim, they correspond that and they figure out that actually the reward that they're getting by doing that mitzvah is so much better than the simple monetary loss they have by not working that day, or by spending money on a mitzvah, by giving poor to the poor, you're spending money. You say, I'm losing money, but no, you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah, so you're getting reward for that. And so too, just the opposite way, uschar avera keneged hefseida. They calculate the loss for doing a sin corresponding to the money that they think that they get by doing this sin. So if you steal money, God forbid, you think you were making money, but we have to reflect about how that relates to the punishment we are going to get for that in the world to come. And then the verses continue, Tibonev tikonein, that's what it says in Bamidbar. So the Gemara says, Imatao sekin tibonev olamazeh, if you do this, you're going to be building in this world, v'tikonein olamaba, and you're going to be fortified in the world to come. And what does the ir Sichon mean? When it says in the verse, ir Sichon, says the Talmud, im meisim adam atzmo ke'ayar zeh shemahalech achar sichon na'eh. If you make yourself like this baby donkey that follows after a soft talk, flattering talk, maksiv acharav, what will it state? Ki eish yatsa mi cheshbon, teitzei eish mi machshavin, V'tochalot she'inan machshavin. The fire will go from the one who does the calculations and consume the ones that do not do the calculations. Meaning to say, if you follow after your initial inclination to sin, that will cause all sorts of problems for you with our Creator. And so we see from here the Gemara is doing what's called cheshbon ha-nefesh. The Gemara is suggesting that we all take a personal accounting in order to really come close to God. And we don't just look at the immediate action, but we look at the way of life that we're trying to live. The Mesilas Yesharim of Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, one of the great works of Jewish history, writes that a person has to, every single day, be medakdek with their actions and weigh all their actions every single day, like a merchant, just like a merchant goes through their merchandise every day and says, "Ooh, is this a good apple? Can I sell it? No, this is bad," and pushes it to the side. And in such a way, they become a better merchant, obviously. So too, that's what we have to do. Every single day, we have to weigh our actions and say, was this done properly? Was this done improperly? And if we do this, that's how we can become a better person and come closer to Hashem Yisbarach.